The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Hi, my name is Sue Bikin. I am co-chair and co-founder of Mille Lacs Tea Party Patriots here in Princeton, Minnesota. My association with Bradley Dean and his ministry has been a fantastic relationship. We love his ministry, and what he preaches sets everybody on fire because he's on fire for the Lord, and it shows in his preachings. And his presentations, his DVDs, are fantastic. I can't say enough about Bradley. We really appreciate what he's doing for the youth of this country, and we wish him the best. And we hope that his ministry continues to flourish.
You guys.
I heard that last break.
Boy, is this what they've been promulgating to the socialist media?
You know, speaking...
Why? I'm just... Thank you, guys. Seriously, thank you, Sue Bikin. She's a head of a tea party here in the state of Minnesota, and she is a kick in the pants. She does the stuff. She's out there doing the stuff, as we call it, and she's making a difference as well. But thanks for having Sue Bikin do that, you guys. It's too much. It's more frosting on my cake than I can actually swallow. Guys, my eyes are getting misty over here, Jake.
Speaking of those videos Sue Bikin was talking about, folks, I want to direct you to that for a moment. We have a message that you hear on the Sons of Liberty quite frequently, but it also brings you into the public school system and the posterity that we are fighting for daily and that we talk about quite a bit. You can find that new series. It's a five-part documentary series called My War. You can find it at sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'd encourage you to pick up a box set of that, and right now we're offering a complimentary copy of the life story of Bradley Dean in comic book version called My War as well. But Sue was just talking about it, so I thought I'd bring it up and give you folks an opportunity to check out that series. It's five parts, and it is wonderful and phenomenal and everything else that Sue said.
Can you tell the media across the United States what Benjamin Rush said, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, about the advocates of error? It's dreaded by what? Those that advocate the error? Controversy.
Controversy.
Jake, where are you at? You're supposed to know this stuff. Controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error.
That's right, because they're afraid you might pull the cloak off.
And tell the truth. You don't want to do that. Well, so we just had Vice President of Liberty Council Action with us named Matt Barber. If you want to get a hold of him, it's jmattbarber@comcast.com. Again, his information is jmattbarber, just like it sounds, @comcast.com, or go to ic.org.
Elsie.
Oh, Elsie. Heather. Well, let's make sure that that is actually correct information up on the screen there. Okay. Okay, now, what is this about?
I'm not sure.
Are you guys going to put a candle in that cake now? Is that what you guys are doing? It's just one thing after another. What is going on? You guys wanted to see a smile on my face. Is that what we're doing here? All right. Patricia Boyd wants to do a tribute.
Yes, I do.
Hi, how are you?
I'm sorry about my voice, but I'm getting over laryngitis.
Okay.
But I think I have enough voice to pay you guys a huge tribute. Of all the radio people I listen to, and I listen on a regular basis to many, you and Bradley and Jake pay such a tribute to our fallen soldiers and for the blood that they have shed more than any others, and that means so much to me because I do the Minnesota Fallen Heroes Remember calendar,
mm-hmm.
and our fallen soldiers are on my mind constantly every day because of that, and I'm with their families on a regular basis, and I just think that both of you, you know, it's in your heart, and you pay such a tribute to their blood that was shed for the ones that are buried at all our national cemeteries, mm-hmm. and I would love to just pay tribute to you for that because it means a lot to Blue Star families and Gold Star families.
Well, Patricia, I know exactly who you are. You stood at the state fair with me 2 years ago to my right.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I remember exactly who you are. And we take your calendars and we put them out there because we want to pay tribute to whom tribute is due. And it's namely, first of all, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And in the natural, our veterans, our young men and our young women that are paying the ultimate price for our freedoms. We would be so un-American if we didn't fight for what they fight for overseas.
That's right.
Or even in our backyard. And
you know, and that's exactly right. We need to fight here in America and help them save our republic. They're doing it overseas, and they're doing it on our bases, you know, the military bases in the United States. But we as citizens have to help save our republic, too.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate you calling in.
And our new calendar will be out sometime in October. I'll be sure to send you one, and we can talk about it on the air. Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North wrote the tribute for our 2012 calendar.
Okay.
And we're very excited about that. He wrote a beautiful tribute to our fallen soldiers.
You send it to me, Patricia, and I will air it. Every time you send us one, we go ahead and air it. And I think we make two-hour shows out of each one of them, and I would be more than happy to do so.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad you're back on the radio. I couldn't find you for a while.
Yeah, that's what America keeps telling us.
Yeah, I just didn't know where to look.
Yeah, well, we're here.
I found you again.
You don't have to go too far. If it's not the media capping on me for standing up for who we are for, you know, as the Republic, then you can just go ahead and turn the dial on to either GCN Communication Network nationally or locally, 1280 AM, The Patriot. So, again, Patricia, we appreciate you. We'll go ahead and throw some more stuff out there when we get it from you. And, again, what do you say? Thank you for that. And that was a serious note. Mm-hmm. Guys, nobody honors the veterans more than we do in this ministry, rest assured, because of the degree of truth that we give to you. That shows our love for those that sacrifice their all for us. And don't ever forget that. You want to get on to nostalgia?
Nostalgia.
Yeah, Stephanie got off on me, and she said to me, that would be my wife. Mm-hmm. And she said, honey, you got to say it the right way. So what I'm doing...
How do you say it?
I
thought that's how you say it.
I don't either. I mean, jeez. But you know what? If she didn't love me, she wouldn't correct me. Because she loves me, she corrects me.
That's right.
How contrary to the way we're taught today. Just leave me be. Don't sit there and correct me.
Nobody will come. You got it just not correct.
Okay, here we go. Nostalgia. Okay. 1828. Now, just keep in mind, folks, a lot of the words back in 1828... Mm-hmm. They're modernized today. There's a lot of words that you know of today that when you went to the Webster's 1828, it wasn't a part of our language yet. Mm-hmm. Okay. Still nothing. Heather, would you kick it up on the screen? Nostalgic. Nostalgia. Either one. But let's do this. Let's go back to 1930 because we talk about the old past. We talked a little bit about this last week. People love to hear this. Mm-hmm. What it used to be like in America. And let me say it this way, folks. We can have it back if we want to fight for it. It's that simple. Let's go back to 1930. Let's go back to the old past. I'm not saying we were perfect back in 1930, but we had a moral standard back in the 30s. Our preachers preached from the pulpits what they needed to preach, namely the Ten Commandments, Galatians 3:24, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ that they may be justified by faith. They used to preach the Ten Commandments unto grace, and grace is the empowerment to overcome your sin. I like this. Leonard Ravenhill rightly said this. He said, Jesus didn't come into the world to make bad men good. He said he came into the world to make dead men live. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Because the Bible declares in 1 Corinthians 15 that we're to be witnesses for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, not the old man.
That's right.
You know, and why are we talking about revival all the time when, in fact, we should be demonstrating revival all the time? Folks, I got to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to give you the definition of nostalgic or nostalgia, and we're going to get back to the very word in the definition of it. We're going to bring you back to the old past. Enjoy. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
My name is Herb Seward. I had the honor and the pleasure and the duty to serve with the original Band of Brothers in 1944. I've had the pleasure and enjoyment of working with the folks at You Can Run But You Cannot Hide. I think that what they do is extraordinary. They're a group of very dedicated young folks that do not take their eye off the ball, particularly in the high schools, of imparting the Christian thoughts and trying to help them straighten their compass out and get in the right direction. I have the pleasure of serving with the Band of Brothers as the president of the Men of Easy Company. The last 11 years since I've been president, I've really had a chance to meet so many Americans who are so appreciative of what World War II did for the world. I think each of us that served in that capacity of in combat during the war now appreciate much more what was accomplished. And I hope that this current generation will continue to pick up the ball. We buried 52 of our friends overseas, and we don't forget them. I would urge each of you that hear this message to become associated with this group, You Can Run But You Cannot Hide. They are dedicated to the young people. I've been seeing them and working with them off and on for the last 6, possibly 7 years. What this group are doing for the youth of America in a very, very proactive, hard-hitting way.
I'm going to leave that on a serious note, because we've known Herb Seward for probably 10 years since the old place, and I'm just going to leave it there. If you guys have seen the HBO, the Band of Brothers, he's one of the first guys to speak, and it talks about how a bomb hit his camp, killed all of his buddies around him, and it blew both of his legs where he thought he was dead, and he looked up and both of his legs were completely blown out. He had compound fractures. His bones were sticking out of his legs, literally. And But we're thankful enough to know who he is. And we actually just took the kids out there to see him not too long ago. And, guys, he opened his house up to us, and we hung out with them, and the kids asked him a bunch of questions. And I think me and Jake and the rest of the older crew are more intuitive as to what was going on than what, you know. But it's just, he's an awesome guy. And thanks for doing that one, guys. That one's sincerely, Heather, that one means more to me probably than the others. Combined because of who he is and what he's done and how he opens his heart up to us every time we call him on any kind of a situation. He's there.
He keeps giving.
Yeah, he really is.
He keeps giving.
Okay, so let's get back to not that the others didn't mean anything to me. I'm just saying that this guy.
They would have said the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. We got it. Everybody gets the point, right? Cool. Nostalgia. Let's get back to nostalgia, okay? And by the way, we went to the computer and the word is nostalgia. Did you hear that, wife?
Ooh, on air. Nostalgia.
Nostalgia. It's a sentimental or wistful yearning for the happiness felt in a former place, time, or situation. Okay? So let's go back to the 1930s. And, folks, if you want to interject, please do. For the rest of the show, we got about 39 minutes left of the show. If you'd like to be a part of, go ahead, give us a call, interject your thoughts, whatever it may be. But let's stick to topic, okay? For those that have lived in the 1930s, that would be great to hear from you. That number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. If you lived in the 1700s, though, for sure call us, okay?
Yeah, what do you want to hear from you?
I want to know what it was like during the Revolutionary War, so on and so forth. But or in the 1800s, what it was like around Abraham Lincoln and all the guys, you know, during the Civil War, what was going on. Yep. 1930, interesting facts. President of the United States, Herbert Hoover. The Vice President of the United States, Charles Curtis. Pulitzer Prize winner, Laughing Boy by Oliver Lafarge. Nobel Peace Prize winner, Lars Olof Nathan Solerblom. Ah, fool you on that. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Nicholas Longworth. He was a Republican. Life expectancy in 1930 was an average of 59.7 years. Why not like 0.8 years or 0.6 years?
I just saw the numbers fell, I guess.
Well, that's kind of weird. I don't get that. Inventions of the year in 1930 were this, folks. Twinkies, Wonder Bread sliced, and Snickers candy bars. They came about in the 30s. That's pretty cool stuff, yeah? In 1930, the cost of living was for a new house, ready for this, America? $7,146 for the house. Average income in 1930, $1,973 per year. Per year, I said. A new car in 1930 was $610. Average rent in 1930 was $15 per month. Tuition to Harvard University, $400 per year. A movie ticket in 1930 was only 25 cents. Gasoline, are you ready for this, America? Gasoline was 10 cents per gallon in 1930.
Nostalgia.
Jake, I got to say this. I got to say this publicly just to reconcile myself with my wife. My wife's face is so beautiful, it belongs on a postage stamp.
How much do you think they would charge for that stamp in the 30s?
In 1930? Good question. 2 cents.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
Wow, we got Elaine online who was born in the 1920s, 1927. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Elaine. How are you?
Pretty good. I haven't talked to you for a long time.
Whoa.
You have a different number.
Yeah, we got a different number because we wanted
to hear you,
it's a national number now. Yeah, but I remember you, Elaine. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
You're hanging in there. Now, do you remember all these things, these stats that I'm kicking off for you right now, like a new
home? A lot of things, because I was born in 1927. I was just telling your screener how I remember in school, yes, we used to say Pledge of Allegiance every day. And you could even tell, I think, that the teachers were Christian, a lot of them.
Yep.
And it was so different, and it's so heartbreaking to see. We might have a lot of technology and all this so-called good stuff, but as hard as it was, I think life overall was a better quality. people were of a different attitude, and you had respect for things, and respect for God, and all of that.
Right.
And
I
remember it was during the first depression, of course.
Okay, and what was it like going through that?
Well, there were a lot of just strange things. We were on a farm, so I think actually when I think about it now, I don't know how farmers and everyone made it as hard as they worked with no fancy equipment or anything.
Can you, Elaine, compare or parallel the difference between as to what's going on today and what you went through back in the 30s?
Well, it's just it's a total different world.
Yep.
Totally different.
Okay.
And as I said, as hard as it was, I know how awful it must have been like for my parents and that. I mean, he chopped wood, put wood in our stove, you know, and we had horses, everything. We were on a farm, as I said.
Yep.
So I think now we were actually maybe more fortunate because we had a garden and we milked cows and all of that. So, you know, and you just lived with the basics. And you got up every day. There is no work ethic anymore.
Right.
Amongst
Elaine, but what I wanted to ask you, what can you compare or parallel the depression from the 1930s as to what you're seeing today? Are you seeing a lot of similarities?
Well, it's hard, so hard to compare.
Mm-hmm.
The prices are insane now, of course.
Yep.
They're just insane, everything.
I had a lady actually on my Facebook say how happy she was that gas was $3.11 in her state. And I thought, how foolish are you, ma'am? I'm talking about 1930. The gas per gallon was 10 cents per gallon. What's good about $3.11? She's
right,
been brainwashed.
Right.
Yes.
I realize it was hard. I remember my dad said he worked 72 hours a week, 6 days a week. And he said he got $12.50.
Yep.
That was before he went on the farm again.
Yep.
And about at the same time, and they used to have flour sacks with little flowers on them.
Yep.
And my mother and some of them made us dresses out of those. They were very cute. It was a pretty floral design.
Amen.
But it was basically family and home, church and school and work. And now I think, I know they wouldn't appreciate it, but all these computers and video games, in my opinion, are ruining our children. They're so glued to that,
mm-hmm.
that they don't want to work.
Right. Elaine, I got to take a hard break. We got Elaine from Minnesota, was born in 1927. Elaine, we say God bless you from the Sons of Liberty. Got to take a quick break here. If you'd like to be a part of the show, please give us a call. 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. Jake's going to take up 1936 when we come back. If you were born in the 30s, give us a call. We'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Well, I think it's a little weird to talk about revolution over the themes and means of corporate produced and approved music. I'm Tony Getzer from the Las Vegas. We produced and approved our own recordings on Life Before the Collapse, and then we put it on vinyl because it sounds good. Take care.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
That's awesome. Folks, again, we're talking about nostalgia, a sentimental or wistful yearning for the happiness felt in a former place, time, or situation. Scripture says, and the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. But we have to first go back to the old past, to who we are, the two pillars of society, as George Washington rightly said. Wasn't it President Chester that said, there's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution? That's exactly right. So, but the heaven and the Constitution are based off the Mosaic Institution, which is given unto us by what? The branch of David, which is judgment and righteousness. Again, so if we go back to our roots as to who we are, don't want to get on that man. But if we get back to who we are, folks, now what we need is, we need someone to call in that's from the 30s. If you were born in 1930 and before 40, we want to give you an opportunity to get on the air with it. But you got to be in that time slot. And I was thinking about it on the break, and I thought, well, Jake's only 30 years old, but he's really wrinkly, like a shih tzu. And if you look at him, I'm thinking, maybe you can be the guy. Maybe just go out there and get on the phone and call in like you're a caller or something
well,
like that.
Well, I do have a few good stories.
Okay. If you were born in the 30s, Jake's going to hit 1936, please give us a call. Please. 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. And folks, Jake, we got to put the pedal to the metal.
Yes.
Because we got to get up to 1980 here.
Woo! We got to smoke it.
Okay.
Okay, just to bring up a quick point, to show how important sports are, does anybody know who won the U.S. Golf Open, the Pro Football Championship, the Indianapolis 500 winner in 1936?
Does anybody care?
Just had to prove a point quick. No, nobody remembers
that
stuff.
I know. Yeah,
I got you.
1936,
President of the United States was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. That was one of his four terms that he was elected to office. A new house was $3,900. Now, Bradley just said in 1930 the new house was over $7,000. There was what we have called a housing bubble or a market bubble, whatever they want to call them. Average income was $1,700. Bradley said in 1930 it was actually $1,900. So here we have a depression, which is exactly what Elaine just told
us
about.
I wanted to ask her. And by the way, God bless you, Elaine. Thank you for calling in. Folks, you got to be born in the 30s. You got a caller on there? That's okay. Okay. Folks, you got to be born in the 30s. Go ahead.
The average rent was $24 a month. Tuition to Harvard was $420 per year. A movie ticket was a quarter. Gasoline was, again, 10 cents.
In 1936, he's talking about, yep.
Yep, and the United States postage stamp was 3 cents. That's it for 1936.
I think they got special people now that they put on stamps.
Yeah.
Maybe that will open the door of opportunity for your wife.
That could be.
I was thinking that.
She's
pretty. What's fair is fair. Again, folks, that number is 1-877.
Got the prettiest one.
807-9977. If you were born in the 30s, because I'm going to jump to the 40s now. 1-877-807-9977. Do we got someone to pull up there? Nope. Sorry. Maybe they were 19.
Maybe they have amnesia.
Could be. That's what I was thinking. But let's go to 1940s. Interesting facts. President of the United States was Franklin Roosevelt. Vice President of the United States was John Garner. Do you remember, as a matter of fact, the life expectancy in 1940 was 62.9 years. Where did they come up with these .9? You know, I'm just, come on. Okay, so in 1940, do you remember Richard and Maurice McDonald open a hamburger stand at their drive-in, which
That's
marked
right.
the beginning of the, guess what, McDonald's franchise. McDonald's. You can't go anywhere practically without seeing the Big M, can
you? Golden Arches.
1940, the cost of living. Speaking of nostalgia, a new house, $3,925. 1940, average income, $1,725 per year. A new car in 1940 was $850. The average rent in 1940 was $30 per month. Tuition to Harvard University was $420 per year. See, things are going backwards a little bit, incrementally, little by little, as we walk away from who we are as a people. A movie ticket in 1940 was 30 cents each. Gasoline was 11 cents per gallon. And a United States postage stamp was 3 cents each. Now, Jake, do you think for any minute, I mean, just for a second here. Okay, we got a couple people from the 30s online. Do you think my face will ever be on a postage stamp? Seriously, I mean, Elvis got one.
That's true, he did. Do I think?
Well, what makes him any more important than me or anybody else?
Well, one thing's for sure, you sing a lot better than he does.
That's true. I concur.
You dance better.
That's true, too. Come on, guys. Enough is enough, all right? You guys
a couple inches taller than he
was. Okay, that's true. We got Fred calling from Minnesota. He was born in the 30s, and Don, we're going to take you right after that. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Fred. You got Bradley and Jake.
Hello, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm a kind of a late 30. I was born in 1938.
Well, it still counts.
Ooh, you made it, though.
It still counts.
I grew up on a farm out in North Dakota.
Okay.
And our neighbors bought a brand-new five-bottom tractor for $4,500.
Hmm.
Now it would cost $100,000.
Excuse me. Yeah. Can I ask where you were born in New York, or North Dakota?
No, well, I was born in Minnesota, but we moved to North Dakota when I was just a baby.
Where at?
Southeastern North Dakota. My hometown is Ledgerwood.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, gotcha.
But you know, things didn't get expensive until even quite a few years after that, because when I was in high school, we were paying 19, 20 cents a gallon for gas.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we bought our first house in Bloomington in 1967 for $20,000.
Nice!
Wow.
It was a three-bedroom rambler with a finished basement.
Is it still there?
And yeah, and we sold it 3 years later for, I think we made about $10,000 on it or so.
Sure.
So the crazy prices didn't start until just the last, maybe 20 or 30 years. It's gone. Mm-hmm. It's gone out of sight.
I'm going to ask you one question, Fred. I got to pick up two callers right behind you. What's the difference between the 1930s and what you see today? What would you say to the younger folks today?
Gigantic federal government takeover.
Okay, that's awesome. Fred, thank you very much for giving us a call. We got Don on line two. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Don was also born in the 1930s. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, sir. I was born in 1934, so.
Wow.
Wow, you don't sound like
you know, we got to listen to some of you guys because you hold the wisdom that we need to get back to where we came from.
Well, I was born in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, but I grew up in a little town called Crookston up in northwest Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And my dad was a mechanic there for many years, and I can remember we bought our house for like $2,100, a duplex, I should say, for $2,100. I bought my first bicycle for 50 cents.
Do you still have that? And, Don, you probably still have the same bike, right?
It was made in America.
Oh, okay. And I'm not being facetious, but the quality was there.
A little later, in 1960, I owned a gas station on Central Avenue in Minneapolis.
Yep.
And it was Sinclair Station, right at the was the famous Sun Drive-In right next door. And gasoline then was 15.9 for regular. Yep. Then they called it ethyl, you know, was 2 cents higher. But
wow.
A Sun burger, the best burger in the world yet, was 55 cents, you know.
Wow. Don, I got to pick up another call right after you, but I want to ask you one question. First of all, thank you for calling. What is the difference between the 1930s, the most significant, give us a distinction of what you see different between 1930 and today. And what do we need to get back to, Don?
We got to get back to everybody pulling their own weight.
Amen. Awesome. Okay, and then what's the biggest difference that you see?
The biggest difference is nobody now cares about anything. They just go along, and if everything works, they just do it. They don't try and work for themselves and try to do things better.
Well, I think the reason they do that is because, for the most part, they don't have to work for it, so therefore they don't respect it.
That's very true.
Yeah. Don, thank you very much for giving us a call.
We're going to push you on hold, Don.
Heather wants to talk to you real quick, Don. Thank you so much for calling in, guys. We got Glenn calling from the state of Minnesota, that was also born in 1930. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I really, you know what, guys? I'm seriously warmed that I'm talking to you folks because you got a lot of history to teach us younger folks.
Well, my feeling is that a lot of this thing is changing now because Satan's power is getting so strong. You know, for the last days, that I think that we're losing grip of control, and the world order is eventually going to, you know, take over, and then we're going to be, you know, subdivided with the whole pie, as I call it, the world pie.
Yeah. You know what? One of the things that I noticed, Glenn, more than anything is that this, just so you can understand, because I know back in the 40s, they had World War II, and there was World War I in the 1900s, at the beginning of the 1900s. And they were going through a lot of stuff, too, and I'm not saying to this degree, but we got to give folks a whole lot of hope because the question that I have, and I was asking myself this question earlier, and it's something for you to think about, America, but the question I have for you is how do you lie to a generation that's been lied to? Because what we see in public schools across this country, Glenn, is a generation that knows that they're being lied to and they've had it. And so what I don't want to do is I don't want to portray hopelessness to a new generation because I believe that they can fight for what we've got today just like the boys did in 1940.
Yep, your generation did.
So
that's right.
I got to take a hard break, Glenn. What would you say the biggest mark of time between now and the 1930s, what would you say to the new generation?
Well, I'd say that they better get back to reality because they're drifting. And with the control of the world, you know, with all the propaganda, as I call it, we're getting, we don't hear the truth anymore. We hear a lot of hearsay that's doctored up.
Got it. Thank you for the call, Glenn. Hold on. Heather's going to pick up the phone. Folks, keep in mind, we're talking about propaganda, as Glenn just shared with us real quick. But keep in mind, when the FBI exposes the counterfeits, they always use the real ones to expose the false ones. You have a Bible and you have a Constitution. That's how you know you're being lied to. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We got one more segment, and we're going to take people from the 40s. Give us a call, 1-877-807-9977 if you were born in the 40s. Be right back.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with his generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Thanks again. Appreciate it. Thanks. That was Ray Comfort, Way of the Master, Kirk Cameron. Awesome. You know what's interesting about Ray Comfort, just a side note? I can call that individual at any time, folks, and he answers his phone. Mm-hmm. Or he emails me back literally within 1 minute. He's got a ministry that is worldwide. Now, I can call a church pastor that's got 50 people in his congregation, and I'll be lucky to get a phone call back within 2 to 3 weeks. So what's the difference between Ray Comfort and a local preacher or a pastor? It's called integrity, and that's why Ray is where he's at. I always got a high-five Ray Comfort's integrity because he's got it. Mm-hmm. Folks, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about nostalgia, and I got to say, God bless every one of you individuals that have called thus far. When I say that I'm warmed by it, I really am. And I thought, I just went back there and talked to my wife, and she said there's a real genuineness about these people. Did you notice they didn't call me up at any sense or any time? And they weren't combative. They didn't want to debate. Mm-hmm. They just wanted to talk.
Yeah.
And the word genuine in 1828 Webster's means this: the original stock. Hence, real, true, pure, not spurious, false, or adulterated. Yeah. These guys know who we are. Mm-hmm. We need your advice, folks. Mm-hmm. So Jake's going to kick off 1942, and then we're going to take up Ron, who was born in the 40s.
Okay, in 1942, the President of the United States was Franklin Roosevelt. Again, Vice President was Henry Wallace. The life expectancy was 62.9 years.
Jay, can you kind of like flow? You're a little rocky here. Did he not get it? Hang on. Someone not get their coffee this morning?
I didn't. Coffee's
okay.
Bad.
But, oh, I know what this guy, Coke is it.
Yeah.
He wants a cold Coca-Cola. Folks, what I will do, we were in Florida one time, and we were on vacation, which we don't get to do very often. But he went and he got some Cokes at 7-Eleven in Orlando because we took the kids there. And he went and got some Cokes, and he said, I don't want this night to end. And right when he said that to me, I looked at his wife and said, uh-oh, I'm out of here. I'm going to bed, and I kicked him out of the room. And on the way back at the airport, he was in the airplane from Orlando, Florida, to Minnesota, leaned over, and I said, that's the guy that said he didn't want it to end, honey. But you had to see it. You had to see it. But anyways, Jake,
okay.
1942.
Remember when auto manufacturers stopped producing cars to turn production to war materials? So the next car in the United States wasn't made until 1945, 3 years later. Reminds me of Tucker. When you're riding in a... I love that song. Okay, we've got living. New home was $3,700. Again, folks, the peak back in 1930 was $7,000 for a new house. We still haven't recovered from that yet. Average income was $1,800. A new car was $920. Man, that's a payment nowadays.
I live in a house that has three bedrooms. I paid $237,000 for it. Folks, I'm not a McMillionaire like the leftist wacks want to call me. $237,000. We wanted to add a bedroom to it upstairs, and we wanted to add one room downstairs. Guess how much they bid us out for? $144 per square foot, which would equal, I think it's 28 square feet that we want to add onto the house. You know how much they want for it? $121,000. That's ridiculous.
That would be about 40 houses back in 1942.
That's exactly right. We'd have
a lot
of room.
City.
Totally. Talking about 1942.
For a movie ticket, it was 30 cents. Your tuition to Harvard University was $420 per year.
Harvard.
If you wanted to rent a house, don't go to McDonald's for $35 to feed your family. You could rent a house for a full month for $35.
What does McDonald's have to do with that last
statement?
I'm just
thinking about it. That's typically what you spend when you go out to a fast food restaurant for a family of, you know, two, three. You spend about $35 for one meal. At that particular time, you could rent a house for the whole, or an apartment or what have
Jake,
you.
Jake, I'm going to pull you out on this one. What is the correlation between renting a house and McDonald's?
I just told you. You could spend your money at McDonald's.
Can someone give me the big red nose, please?
You could spend your money at McDonald's for $35.
Big red nose, please. This is called stepping in it.
Oh, I like that. Go to McDonald's.
All
$35
right.
For a meal.
Okay.
Or you could rent a house for $35. The United States postage stamp was 3 cents. And that's all for 1942.
We got Ron, folks, from Minnesota again. Was born in the 40s. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Ron. You got Bradley and Jake.
Hello, guys. Thank you so much for everything you do. Yes, I was born in 48 on a farm near Yankton, South Dakota.
Interesting. Interesting. Now, I got to tell you a little personal side note to that. I'm from South Dakota. Is that weird or what? But I think... it is. We just went to South Dakota for the first time in 2 years. We took... 3 days, Jake?
Yeah.
4 days? We took the kids to Black Hills, South Dakota, so they could see the president's heads. And by the way, I'm curious, Ron, did you ever see the other side of the heads and the Black Hills?
The other side of the mountain?
No.
Oh, you haven't seen it? It's shiny.
The moon's always shining.
It totally is. It's kind
of
weird. Ron, okay, go ahead, Ron. I'm sorry. I just wanted to interject a little humor here.
Well, great. I think the big difference from when I grew up, I mean, at the age of 14 and a half, I purchased my first car to drive to high school with money I earned on my own, renting land and for $600, a 56 Chevy. Huh. So the big thing I see is just the lack of work ethic and personal responsibility is just, you know, night and day from back then.
Where did you learn that work ethic, Ron, if you could just kind of cue people in?
Well,
my
parents, because, we lived on a farm that my great-grandparents homesteaded in the 1860s. So we were, my dad being the baby of 11 children, ended up with the farm they purchased after it was handed down from different older brothers. So
as each one got their own farm, and then the next youngest that would marry would be able to start on the homestead.
You know, they call it the Puritan work ethic. It says in Colossians 3, verse 23, to do all that you do as unto the Lord. Work with all your heart as unto the Lord. Do you feel that your religious ties back in the 40s and the 50s, of what you're talking about, had anything to do with your desire to work and eat?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It was the whole foundation of, you know, going to church and everything. My first real job outside the home, other than working on other farms to pick rocks and things, was a janitor of our church for a massive $30 a month. to make sure it was a country church, so I had to make sure that the heat was on and it didn't go off in the winter and shovel the snow, you know, everything. You know, it took a lot more than hours than people would imagine. So, but it was an incredible amount of money, I thought.
No, for real. And that's one of the things. And it's like when I was a kid, I remember I was kind of like the welfare kid, and I grew up with a kid that was very wealthy. He lived in around the lake in the state of Minnesota here, and he never had to work for anything. If he wanted anything, he got the credit card, and everything I had, it was probably worth a third of the value of whatever he got. But the way I took care of what I had because I had to work for it was so much better than what he ever took care of what he got given to him. And it's there's really principle to it. But I think the key word here is foundation. Ron, please hang on. Heather's going to pick you up real quick. Again, listen to the genuineness of these callers. And folks, we're gonna roll this out into next weekend because the response is just overwhelming. And I think it's very important for the people of the United States to listen to those that have given to us what we have today. And listen to the work ethic. Yeah. Listen to the foundational principles. Yeah. Listen to the godliness. Listen to the stability.
Yeah.
Listen to the education. Listen to the soundness. And soundness means without error. Mm-hmm. I mean, these don't sound like people that are just flaky people. They sound like they know what the deal is. And they're looking to this generation, America, because it really matters what you do now. They're looking to you to stand up for their posterity now. And we have to respond as to what they have given us. But we're going to take this to next week. We're going to. Because the response is every number or every year that we've asked for people to call in, folks, the lights are just lining up right away. I want you to be heard. I want you to tell your story for as much time as we can give you. Please keep that in mind. And, Jake, we only have 2 minutes left. Oh, I'm sorry. We have 1 minute left
before
the end of the show. I know.
Wow.
It really went
I thought we had another segment.
No.
And, folks, if you want to hear the show tomorrow, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. On the right side of the website, you've got all your details. You can podcast a webcast. There's a replay tomorrow as well from 1 to 3 on Sunday here in Minnesota. So any way you can get back in touch with the show, it's right there on the site, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
And God bless you folks for calling in. Really, Ron, thank you for that call, as a fellow South Dakotian. And, folks, the lines are open to you all across the country. I don't care where you are. Give us a call. We'll talk to you next week. Folks, we love you by what we do. And I want to tell you older folks that called us today, we're fighting for what you know,
amen,
but you just got to teach us how we're supposed to do it. And that's what we're standing up for.
Amen.
Yeah, Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to call for any other reason, 1-877-807-9977 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.